everyone. Welcome back to In-Depth PSA program here on Lotus Radio. We are being broadcast on all Lotus Radio stations. My second guest today is Eaton Dunkelberger from Sierra Nevada Journeys. Eaton, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks a ton for having us.
Of course. I heard from a mutual acquaintance, I guess you could say, about your organization. Why don't you just give us a quick overview, how long you've been a part of it, what its goal is, what its kind of its work is.
Wonderful. So, you know, I've been at Sierra Nevada Journeys now for 5 years. I have the pleasure of leading the organization, which has been really exciting. Sierra Nevada Journeys is 10 years old, and we're actually celebrating serving our 100,000th student this year with our mission of outdoor science education, which has just been tremendously exciting.
100,000th student.
That's correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's a lot in 10 years.
It's amazing how that, you know, you start growing and growing, and all of a sudden you pick up your head and look and start counting, and it has been really awesome.
Okay, cool. So, what was the kind of the designation again?
Outdoor science education.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a blend of kind of what I like to call three different programs. One is for younger kids in elementary school, and there our credentialed teachers go into the classroom, teach three lessons of science, and then bring the kids outside to be hands-on field scientists outdoors, which is really exciting. And then ideally, those kids are growing with us, and in fifth or sixth grade, they come up to our camp in Portola called the Grizzly Creek Ranch.
Okay.
And there they spend like a week with us building teams on the ropes course and then using those teams to solve STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math challenges as really a capstone of their elementary science career. And then, you know, schools are closed in the evenings, on weekends, and over the summer.
Right.
And so then we do a wide range of community-based programs, still focused on outdoor and science education, whether that's family science nights or camps for children with special needs or summer camps that we run over the summer, all focused on outdoor and science education.
Beautiful. So outdoor science, is that, I mean, that's a broad scope. Are there particular topics you're hitting based on maybe the news of the day, like as far as like global climate change or what have you, or fires maybe?
That's a great question. So all of those things, yes, but really the core elements of our program are based on the state science standards. So those are the next generation science standards that Nevada has adopted. And so we take those standards and build our programs from there, because a real core tenet of ours is teachers are investing the time of their students and their time and their energy to bring us into the classroom. We want to make sure that we're delivering to them elements that can make their kids successful in formal education alongside our more informal education goals.
Oh, beautiful. So, yeah. Ideally, you'd have these kids kind of growing up with you, you know, doing all these programs as they get older and older. And what would be the ultimate goal? Would you want them to become science teachers? Is that, I mean, or is it kind of other
aspects? That is a wonderful thing. So we're 10 years old and we're just getting our first graduates coming back and which is just so, so awesome. So certainly we love the idea of empowering kids or creating that passion in kids to share their love of the outdoors and science with other kids. But there's also a component, you know, it's a wide range, wide world out here. Well over half the kids we serve are on free and reduced lunch. And really one of our goals is to make sure that as they move through their education continuum, they get their first science teacher in middle school, that they can take that experience, have the passion and background to really be successful, and ideally carry them on to whatever path they choose, but really giving them the freedom of choice from that early education concept.
That's a really good idea. And actually, I want to get your background. How long have you been, are you involved yourself, obviously, in the sciences?
I am. So I was a science major, but then I quickly took kind of a jaunt off. I went to college on a scholarship through the military. So I joined the Marine Corps, and that took me on a path more towards leadership and then business leadership. And then it's been really wonderful to bring that back to Sierra Nevada Journeys and complement the real passion and experience of our science teachers with some of my business and leadership background from the military and the private sector. It's been a really neat marriage where I think it's really provided some of the horsepower for Sierra Nevada Journeys to grow.
Beautiful. So you focused on outdoor sciences. Would you ever consider kind of broadening your horizons as far as this organization goes, or you really want to just focus on this one aspect?
Yeah, you know, we struggle with that certainly, because with growth and success comes questions about what's next.
Exactly.
The reality is there's tons of kids to see. So we serve about 20 to 25% of every elementary school student in Northwest Nevada. So the five counties of Northwest Nevada now, which is a big number, but it's also only 20 or 25% of them. So there's a lot of room to grow our current program. So we're not at an inflection point yet where we're starting to think about You know, the new thing, we want to really continue to tighten down what we do and provide that to as many kids as we can.
Wonderful. And I think we've been really stressing that as far as even just the world economy goes, math and science are the big two.
Oh, you nailed it. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's good that you're kind of providing the foundation.
Yeah, and not just the world economy, but look at what's happening in Northern Nevada.
Yeah.
You know, so much of our economic growth is going to come from these new economy companies that are either moving here or homegrown. And we want to make sure that all the kids in our community have an opportunity to play in that economy.
Definitely.
And help, you know, support the growth, those types of things, and have the hope that they can participate in this economy and continue to live here and set down roots here with their own families.
Okay, very, very good idea.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, how does the, I guess, how is the organization funded?
It's a great question.
I kind of want to know if people can just contribute directly. Do you do grants? What do you?
Certainly, the whole gamut. So about half of our income comes from schools or parents paying us, and we do that on a sliding scale where, you know, higher income schools will pay our cost, essentially, and lower income schools pay a very small fraction of our cost. And so what we do is we fundraise to make sure that we can make those programs accessible to all the kids we serve. And so, you know, we have an incredibly large underserved population in Northern Nevada. And so what we do is we solicit donations through grants, you know, all the way from state and government sources to private foundations to individuals. And frankly, a lot of our foundation or a lot of our fundraising is from either private foundations or trusts or individuals that have been impacted by the program. So we're always looking to increase the number of donors we have and the people that are stakeholders or funders of our program so that we can see more kids, essentially.
Wonderful. So, yeah, let's keep it growing. Do you have any, like, fundraising events that you put on?
We haven't gone the events route. You know, there are a lot of events in this community.
I know. God knows. Every weekend,
so,
it's overwhelming.
Yeah, but, you know, one of the things that we do love to do is have either corporations, companies, or service groups or groups of interested individuals can come out and volunteer with us, help us with the education we provide. A great way to do that is a family science night. So typically at a low-income school, they might have challenges to bring parents effectively into the classroom in a very neutral and positive way to support their kids' education. And family science nights are incredible ways to do that. But, of course, we use volunteers to help reduce our paid staff requirements at those events. And so it is such a fun way to participate with families, guide them through the scientific inquiry process. And you only need to know more science than a second grader to be really effective. And I think, you know, essentially every adult in our community will probably nail that.
Yeah, probably. So, yeah, I mean, anybody who's listening, corporations who want to sponsor maybe one of these nights, and anybody who just wants to give their time. Time is extremely valuable.
That's exactly right. You know, it's and you know, one of the things that I always go back to is this idea of setting that spark or that kernel of inspiration with kids. And it is such a special thing to see kids impacted by one of the programs to the point where they say, I want to get involved. How can I help support or volunteer? Or don't forget about me because I'm coming back to work for you in a few years. Those kind of stories make it all worthwhile for me.
It comes full circle. That's
really
incredible.
It does.
Very cool. Can people? I assume people can find you online and
social
media-wise?
Yeah, so we're at SierraNevadaJourneys.org. The website has tons of information, but you know, if you want a more personal connection as well. We love showing folks our programs, come into the office, learn about what we do, or of course, come see a program with us. We'd love to show it off. I should mention, we just opened our summer camp registration as well. So this is...
getting started early.
Exactly. Good. Exactly. You know, it's funny. One of the things I love about living here is that you never have to be on a wait list for many things. This is one of the things that has really grown and blown up. And so it's one of those interesting things where you have to start thinking about summer camp in the winter. And
I
so
know.
We've opened our registration, and that can be a great place to get engaged if you want summer enrichment or just really cool summer camp opportunities.
Well, there we go. All right. Yeah. Eaton Dunkelberger from Sierra Nevada Journeys, thank you so much.
Thank you. This is a real pleasure to talk.